You're listening to the AHTB Cyrils and Orsies podcast. Highlights from your arable levy organisation.
Welcome to our AHTB Cyrils and Orsies Harvest podcast mini-series, where we'll be talking to some fantastic farmers about all things harvest related. I'm Philip Dolbert and I'm the Knowledge Exchange Manager for AHTB Cyrils and Orsies in the South West. Today, the 11th of July, I'm with Roger Wilson, our AHTB monitor farmer at Malmesbury in Wiltshire. Harvest is just about to kick off and it's looking like it's going to be a really dry one with very little rain and dry crops ahead of the combine.
Roger, can you tell me about your farm?
We farm around 170 hectares. We're a mixed farm. We have a beef finishing unit alongside our arable enterprise. We also provide a contract service on a further 80 hectares, which is a mixed farm again and includes around 30 hectares of arable land.
And what's your normal combining day?
Our normal combining day, if there is such a thing, would usually start around about 11 o'clock in the morning, and depending on the season, we would probably aim to finish by 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening.
And what do you hope will be your top harvest crop this year?
Our best looking crop for this harvest at the moment would be our winter wheat. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
What's your machinery complement here?
Our main machinery complex, we're primarily John Deere's. We run John Deere tractors and John Deere combine, but we have a very, very mixed variety of machinery. A lot of that is legacy of having such a wide variety of soil types. No machine will do every field for us, unfortunately.
And how do you stay safe over harvest?
Safety will be paramount for this harvest. At the moment, things are tinder dry. We're already hearing of horror stories of combines and balers going up in flames. We have fire extinguishers on our combine. We'll have a rotavator on a tractor in the field which we're working in. We have CB radios for instant communication, and for further distances, we, like everybody else, have mobile phones.
And have you made any changes to your combining strategy this year?
We have actually. Having always had a contractor for this coming harvest, we have purchased our own combine harvester.
And will you be chopping or baling straw?
This year, I think we'll only be chopping our rape and bean haulm. We are quite fortunate that there's a ready market for straw around here. We are quite close to major livestock areas, in particular dairy units, where, like so many others, they almost run out of straw during the winter.
When do you start working your cost of production out?
Our cost of production, we've already worked that out. We are involved with FarmBench, the AHTB benchmarking scheme, so we already know our costs with a budgeted or estimated yield potential, which this year isn't very high.
And when you're in the cab, what's your favourite music for Desert Island Disc?
When I'm in the cab, I usually have Radio 2 blaring away, or not blaring away. I've got a quite wide variety of music. I suppose if I had to pick my favourite, it would be something probably from ABBA, and certainly something from the Beatles. And most recently, we saw George Ezra, so I might pick one of his tunes.
So what's the most useful thing HDB does for you?
Given me the privilege of being a monitor farmer, it's opened my eyes to the way other people operate, and hopefully in turn people have benefited from what we do, in particular our mistakes, and hopefully they won't make the same ones.
So what's the best harvest you've ever had, and the worst?
The best harvest was 2011, and I guess to date our worst harvest was the following year, 2012, but I think this year could be a bit of a challenge.
And what piece of new technology has made the most difference to you at harvesting?
I think a combination of GPS for auto-steering on the combine and mapping, yield mapping. But, you know, over a period of years, we've been able to build a bit of a pattern. It's quite interesting because we very rarely get 2 years where the field yields the same on both occasions.
And what do you wish someone had told you when you started farming that you know now that you didn't know then?
It would have been nice if somebody said to me that it's not all plain sailing. You know, there are good years and there are bad years. And as you get older, you tend to take them both on the chin. We all appreciate, we love a good harvest, but also I think we all realise that, you know, 2012 in particular, we can also have some very, very difficult ones.
So what do you think harvesting will be like in 100 years' time?
In 100 years' time, harvesting will be very different to today. I imagine that a lot of agricultural vehicles will be driverless. I think, you know, that will happen probably before that era. It'd be interesting, it'd be nice to come back in 100 years' time and see what's actually going on, but I think that's the way of the world. Everything's becoming automated. And I guess the farmer will probably sit in his office and control things from there.
What would you like to be able to do differently?
If I could do things differently, I would like a seed drill with variable seed rates facility. We have a wide variety of soil types, usually within the same field, and I think if we get a more even plant population, that would help get a more even yield.
And lastly, how will you celebrate cutting the final hectare this year?
I would say, as usual, with huge relief.
And a pint of beer.
and a pint or two of cider.
Thanks, Roger, very much.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for now. Thank you very much, Roger, for talking to me. That's all from us. Join us again next week to hear from another farmer in our Combine Time mini-series. For all our listeners out there, if you'd like to get hold of AHDB's harvest resources, go to cereals.ahdb.org.uk/harvest or read down in the podcast episode notes. Thank you.